Hebrews chapter 12, and let's talk about laying it down. Hebrews chapter 12. The writer of Hebrews says in Hebrews 12, verse 1, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us put down," if you'll allow me to put my words in there, "let us throw off," or "let us put down, lay down, every weight that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. In your struggle against sin, ye have not resisted to the point of the shedding of blood." A couple of weeks ago, the Holy Spirit spoke to me to call this night Lay It Down Night. This Sunday, we're going to be talking about the bride's preparation in purity. And I believe that what the Lord is doing between Sunday mornings and our Wednesday night's time of prayer and worship and our fasting, I believe what the Lord is doing is something defining. And so you've already been praying, and what we want to do tonight is, once again, we want to invite the Holy Spirit to come and to search our hearts and to reveal anything in our lives that needs to go. If there's something in your life that needs to go, how many of you want to just get rid of it tonight? How many of you want to just wave it goodbye? See ya. I wouldn't want to be ya. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to pray a prayer with me tonight, and we're going to invite the Holy Spirit to come once more and to search us. And then if the Holy Spirit reveals something to us that needs to go, I'm going to ask you to come a little bit later on this evening and lay those things down here on the altar. I'm going to lead us in a prayer inviting the Holy Spirit. I want to ask you to just repeat after me. Let's pray together. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Search me, O God, and test my thoughts. Search me, O God. Examine my ways. See if there be any wicked thing in me. And lead me in the path of life eternal. In Jesus' name, amen. Beloved, when it comes to laying things down, the writer of Hebrews says that it's really easy when you keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. He said it's easy when you remember that he laid down his life for you and me. So what is it by comparison, if he laid down his life for you and me, what is it by comparison for you and me to lay down these things that he's asking us to lay down this evening? I want to talk quickly, first of all, about what to lay down. What to lay down. You need to let the Holy Spirit speak to you in these minutes before we begin praying together as a corporate body and ask him specifically, but let me give you a few thoughts from the Word of God about what to lay down. First of all, the first category of things to lay down are things that I put in the category of excesses. Things that I put in the category of excesses. The writer of Hebrews says, since we're surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, the great cloud of witnesses is the testimony of the lives of the people he writes about in Hebrews 11, the Hall of Heroes of Faith. He says, since we have the testimony of their life, he said, let us lay aside, first of all, every weight. I want to talk about what that word weight means. If you're reading out of the NIV, it says everything that hinders. But in the King James, it says, let us lay down every weight. It's interesting that in Greek, the word there for weight is the word agkos. And agkos literally means whatever is prominent. Let us lay aside whatever is prominent, whatever stands out, whatever protrudes. And as I think about that, let us lay aside every weight. Let us lay aside whatever is prominent. As I think about it, I think about that this way. Let us lay aside whatever has become so prominent in our lives that it's become bigger than God. Let's lay aside anything in our life that is bigger than He is. So here's some things that perhaps the Holy Spirit is speaking to us tonight that we need to lay down. Perhaps we need to lay down an idol. An idol is something that we have cherished in our heart more than God. Anything in our heart that we've cherished more than Him. Beloved, I heard a speaker a while back ago, and he said something profound. He said, even the desire for a good thing can become a bad thing when it becomes a controlling thing. Even the desire for a good thing can become a bad thing when it becomes a controlling thing. And perhaps as we think about the weights in our lives, perhaps as we think about the things that have become so prominent that they're bigger than Him, maybe there's an idol in our life. Maybe it's a relationship that has become so prominent in our life that it's bigger than He is. Maybe it's a romantic relationship we're pursuing with someone who's not a believer. Maybe it's a relationship that has grown unhealthy, or a relationship that we are so engrossed in or invested in or so obsessed with that it's become more prominent than He is, and it's become an idol in our life. Maybe it's a hobby or a sport or a pursuit that you're more invested in than you are in your relationship with Him. Maybe it's a dream or a desire or a goal you've been chasing, and obtaining that thing means more to you than anything, means more to you than even Him. Maybe for some of us, the idol is our own autonomy. It's our own will, our own freedom, and we're chafing against God's authority in our life, or against human authority, either in the church or in the world. While we were worshiping, the Holy Spirit just dropped something else in my mind, and that's the area of fear. Perhaps there's a fear in your life that has grown so prominent, it's grown so big that it's bigger than He is in your life. And the Lord wants you to lay that thing down this evening. Excesses, things that are more prominent than He is. It might be an idol. It might be an indulgence. It might be something that you enjoy so much that you don't want to lay it down for His sake. Maybe it's an addiction. Maybe to pot or to alcohol or to cigarettes or to pornography or to some other moral impurity. Maybe there's an area of indulgence in your life that is not inherently sinful in itself, but it's an excess in your life that God wants you to lay down because it's become more prominent than He is. Excesses. It could be an idol. It could be an indulgence. It could be an incident that you can't get over, and it's become more prominent in your life than He is. Maybe somebody has hurt you. Maybe somebody betrayed you. Maybe somebody betrayed your trust or betrayed your love. Maybe somebody used you or misused you or abused you. And the hurt that they have created, that incident in your life, it has grown so prominent and it's grown so big that it's all you can think about. It is controlling you, and it's bigger in your life than He is. And God wants you to come lay it down this evening. Maybe it's a disappointment that you suffered. Maybe a person disappointed you. Maybe the church disappointed you. Maybe even God Himself disappointed you. And that disappointment has grown so big that it's even bigger than He is. Beloved, if there's an incident in your life that's grown so prominent, you can tell because you're struggling with unforgiveness or with bitterness or anger, a critical spirit. If there are bitter words coming out of your spirit, cynicism or cutting remarks, then it could be that there's an incident in your life that has grown so big you can't get over it and you need to lay it down. I felt from the Holy Spirit that there might be somebody here that is carrying an offense on behalf of someone else. Something happened to someone else and you're so offended and incensed by it that it's grown so big in your mind and so big in your heart. It's all you think about and it's become more prominent than even he is. The first area to think about laying down tonight is anything in the area of excesses. Anything that's so big in our life, it's bigger than him. The second area to think about laying things down is the area of shortcomings. The area of shortcomings. The writer of Hebrews says, "Let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily entangles us." The word sin there is the Greek word hamartia. And the word hamartia means to fall short. It means to come up short. You know the verse in Romans, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." That's the word hamartia. And so shortcomings are those areas in our life where we haven't attained, we haven't measured up. Perhaps we've fallen short of his holiness. Perhaps we've fallen short in the area of moral purity in our thought life or in our behavior. Perhaps we've fallen short of his holiness in honesty, in integrity, in character. If there's some shortcoming in our life, we need to lay it down. Maybe we've fallen short in the area of his love. Maybe you haven't been loving the people in your life like he wants you to. Maybe you've had a hard time loving people who are different than you or who disagree with you. Maybe you haven't been compassionate. Maybe you have a hard time loving people who have made messes in their lives. Maybe your struggle, I felt from the Holy Spirit, the word prejudice came to my mind this afternoon. And maybe you're somebody who struggles with prejudice against people who are of a different social class or a different race from you, and you need to confess that and lay it down tonight. Maybe you've been struggling in the area of falling short of his love. Maybe you found yourself struggling with anger, with an angry spirit, angry faces, angry gestures, angry language, and you need to lay that down tonight. Falling short of his holiness, falling short of his love. Maybe there's something in the area of falling short of his faithfulness. Maybe you struggle with a lack of discipline in your life. Perhaps in particular with spiritual disciplines. Maybe you've been slack in pursuing your relationship with Jesus Christ and you need to lay that down tonight. Beloved, Paul says this in another place. He says, "When I was a child," he said, "I spoke like a child, I thought like a child, and I behaved like a child." But he said, "Then it came time to grow up and put away childish things." And beloved, God is speaking to our body that it is time for all of us to get really serious about our walk with him. It's time to stop speaking junk. It's time to stop thinking junk. And it's time to stop doing junk. It's time to put away childish things and to grow up and become mature men and women in Jesus Christ. The world needs us. Greenwich needs us. Fairfield County needs us. Westchester County needs us. Putnam County needs us. New York City needs us. They need us to be a light in a dark time. So it's time for us to say, you know, I'm going to stop messing around. I'm going to stop goofing off and I'm going to apply myself and I'm going to pour in. I'm going to press in and I'm going to grow up and I'm going to grow strong and mighty in God. What to lay down? Maybe something in the area of excesses or something in the area of shortcomings. As we talk tonight, I pray that the Holy Spirit might just impress on your heart an area in your life that he wants to address. I want to talk very quickly about how to lay it down. How to lay it down. I'm going to give you 5 R's really quickly. How do we lay these things in our life that the Holy Spirit has pinpointed? How do we lay them down? Number one, we lay them down by repenting. Talked about repentance on the first Sunday of this year. Repentance is a change of mind that leads to a change of heart, that leads to a change of behavior. Repenting literally means to do a 180. You're walking in a certain path. You're walking in a certain direction, and you stop and you consider your ways and you think better of it. You have a change of heart. You regret the course of action. You regret where it has led you and where it will yet lead. And so you decide change of mind, change of heart that leads to a change of behavior, and you do an about face and you walk the other way. That's what repentance means. Repentance begins, first of all, by letting the Holy Spirit challenge you and convict you about the areas that need to change. Then it continues on by saying, I'm sorry, God. I want to get rid of this. And asking him for the change of heart that yields the change of behavior. We're going to lead you in a prayer, in a corporate prayer of repentance this evening in just a little bit. Secondly, renounce. Repent and then renounce. We're going to lead you in a prayer of renunciation that says, I renounce this thing and I don't want it in my life anymore. Number three, receive breaking prayer and his gifts of grace. Tonight, we're going to come and lay down some things on the altar. And after we do, we're going to gather here and we're going to have breaking prayer. And we're going to pray that the Holy Spirit is going to come and break ties and break bondages and break addictions and break every demonic stronghold in our life that has held us in patterns of thinking and behaving and of being that are just counter to the Word of God. And then God's going to release his grace on us tonight for a new walk. You know, you can't do this in your own strength. It only comes through the power of the Holy Spirit. People who try to get rid of addictions without God just trade one addiction for another. You know what? The world says religion is a crutch. You're right. I'm leaning on Jesus so that I don't trade one addiction for another, so that it's broken in my life. And now I depend on him. Receive breakthrough prayer and his gifts of grace. We're going to do that in just a minute. Number four, redirect. This is the hard one. Redirect. Redirect your footsteps. Tonight is really the easy part. Tomorrow morning is when the hard part of laying stuff down begins. And this is where we need the help of the Holy Spirit to redirect our footsteps. How do we redirect? Number one, don't go there anymore. Don't go there anymore. There's a little verse in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. You all know the words, but maybe you don't know the real Hebrew words behind the English words. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding in all your ways. The word for ways in Hebrew is footpaths. That is Hebrew idiom for your routines of everyday life. Back in those days, everybody walked everywhere they went. They used the shoe leather express. So there was a footpath. You came out of your door in the morning, and there was the foothouse to the backhausen. And there was the foothouse to the field where you did your work. And there was the footpath to your neighbor's house. And there was your footpath to the town where you went to do your buying and selling. And so footpaths is idiom for the routines of your everyday life. In all your footpaths, acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. The word in Hebrew is the word highways. In all your footpaths, in all your daily routines, acknowledge him and he shall direct your highways, is how it reads in Hebrew. And so, beloved, redirecting begins with changing our footpaths, changing our daily routines in life. For some of us, that means literally physically changing our footpaths and not going certain places anymore, not being with certain people that lead us into bad places that we don't want to go. Not going certain places, not putting ourselves in certain situations physically that are going to lead us back into the same things that we've just come and laid down before the Lord. Don't go there anymore. Don't go there anymore physically, and don't go there anymore in your mind. I think even more powerful than the physical footpaths are the mental footpaths. You know that scientists talk about neural footpaths, neural pathways in your brain, so that certain patterns of behavior, they create a familiar footpath in your brain. And so the challenge is to break those old neural pathways, those old mental footpaths, and break ourselves out of that frame of mind and that pattern of thinking that leads us again and again and again down into that same road of sin that we don't want to go. So how do we do that? We have to retrain our mind by taking sinful thoughts captive and making them obedient to Jesus Christ. Paul says this, he says, don't be conformed to the image of the world, but be transformed through the renewing of your mind. Now, the Holy Spirit helps us do that, and the Word helps us to do that, and I'm going to talk about that in one moment. So, number one, don't go there anymore. Beloved, if you're laying down something tonight, whatever it is you're laying down, don't go there anymore after tonight. If being with a certain person, if being in a certain place, if being in a certain situation, if it's going to lead you down that pathway, don't go there anymore. Do whatever you need to do to make sure you stop going down that road. You know, I had a huge argument one time with a guy over that little verse of scripture where Jesus says, if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. It's better to lose an eye if your hand causes you to sin. And I said to the guy, I said, well, you know, that was hyperbole. Jesus didn't really mean to pluck out your eye or cut off your hand. And he got so angry with me. He got so mad because, you know, I wasn't taking the word of God literally. And sometimes people defend that scripture to the tooth and nail, but I remember one young guy who years ago brought me the cable to his television. Single guy, and he said, Pastor, he said, I want you to hold on to my cable for a while. He said, I'm struggling, I'm having a hard time, I'm watching things that I shouldn't watch. So he said, I want you to just keep this for me and just hold on to it for me to hold me accountable. You know, we have people who argue over whether or not Jesus literally meant to pluck out their eye or cut off their hand. Before you go to that measure, why don't you just try unplugging the cable? Come on. You know what? We have a lot of families in our church who just don't have television anymore. And guess what? They don't miss it. In fact, when they happen to see it, they're like shocked because it's been a little time has passed. And so, you know, they're sensitive again. And they can't believe how desensitized we get from watching those things. So just don't go there anymore. All right. Number two, hold on to something new. This is how you redirect. Hold on to something new. In a minute, we're going to come lay down some stuff on the altar. What's going to keep us from picking it up again? Well, here's a good way to keep from picking it up again. Hold on to something else. See, if your hands are already full, you can't pick something else up. If you're already holding handfuls, then you can't pick up anything else. I remember when I went to college up in Maine, the Mainers taught me something for getting through the winter. They said in the bitter, bitter cold winter weather, there were a few times that the thermometer hit 28 degrees below zero without the wind. 28 degrees below zero. And so they taught me this. They said, when you know it's going to be cold, make sure you keep your tank full of gas. Because if you keep your tank full of gas, it keeps the water out, the condensation out. The condensation can't come in and stop your car if the tank is full of gas. And beloved, if we keep ourselves filled up with the right things, then there isn't room for the garbage that shuts our engine down. So fill up on the word. Fill up on the word. Peter says this, therefore, 1 Peter 2:2, verse 1, therefore lay down all malice, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind, like newborn babes crave the pure spiritual milk of the word, so that by it you may grow up. Fill up on the word and fill up on worship. Don't be drunk with wine, which leads to trouble, but be continuously filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to him. Beloved, fill up with the word and fill up with worship. You're going to lay some things down on the altar tonight. Here's how to keep from picking them back up again. Tomorrow morning when you wake up, fill your mind with the word. Fill your heart with the word. fill your spirit with the word. Get in your car and fill your spirit with worship. And keep your tank full. Keep your hands full. That'll keep you from picking it up again. Redirect. Involve a friend. Number three under redirect. Involve a friend for accountability. Involve a friend for accountability. Some things in our life, some patterns of behavior in our life have developed over a long period of years. And so this is a start here tonight, but it's going to take perseverance and the help of the Holy Spirit to break those things. So involve a friend. Involve a pastor. Involve Pastor Nick. Involve somebody for accountability. James says this, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. All right, number five, how do I lay it down? Number five, rebound quickly. Rebound quickly. If you fall, get right back up again and keep fighting. If you fall off the wagon, don't wallow in the mud. Just get up quickly. And you continue on. The writer of Hebrews says this, in your struggle against sin, you have not resisted to the point of shedding your blood. He's comparing this to Jesus. He says, let's lay aside every weight. Let's lay aside the excesses, the things that have become more prominent than him. Let's lay them aside, and the sin, the shortcomings. Let's lay those things aside, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. He laid down himself for us to the extent that he laid down his very life for us. And the writer of Hebrews is saying, in your struggle against sin, you haven't near come close to that. In your struggle against sin, you've given up. You haven't nearly laid down your life for him as he has laid down your life for his life for you. So he says, keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. If you fall, then get up quickly and keep fighting the good fight of faith. In just a moment, we're going to invite you to come and to bring representations of things that you need to lay down. Maybe you already came prepared with an envelope or some things that you've brought. If you did, that's fine. Maybe what you have to lay down tonight is intangible. Maybe it's an attitude. Maybe it's a thought, a behavior, something you need to lay down before the Lord. And if it's something intangible, you can use this piece of paper and you can write down whatever it is. Beloved, listen to me. This is very, very important. This is between you and God. So wives, the second you get in the car, don't say, what did you write down? Okay? This is between you and God. You know, you need to talk about these things, but you need to be gentle. You need to be gentle. Don't try to do the Holy Spirit's work for him. You will really mess it up. He's the only one who can do his job. So maybe there's something the Holy Spirit's speaking to your heart about. You can write it down on this paper. You can seal it in this envelope. This is between you and God. It's between you and God and nobody else. And then in a minute, we're going to pray a prayer of repentance and a prayer of renunciation together. And then we're going to ask you to come down and lay these things down symbolically. Pastor Nick, I want to ask if you would come to the piano. And I want to just sing that song that we were singing before we started, I surrender all to you. And then we're going to ask you to come. Let's just pray very quickly. Bow your heads with me. Holy Spirit, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your great love for us. Holy Spirit, thank you that you've come to make us more like Jesus. Thank you that you've come to cleanse and purify. Thank you, God, that you're faithful. Thank you, Lord, that your word says that if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Holy Spirit, put your finger on our heart right now and just speak to us about those areas you want to touch tonight. In Jesus' name, Amen. Pastor Nick's going to sing this song through, and then we're going to pray in just a minute.
I'm giving you my heart and all that is within. I lay it all down for the sake of you, my King. I'm giving you my dreams. I'm laying down my rights. I'm giving up my pride for the promise of new life. And I surrender all to you. All to you. And I surrender all to you, all to you. I'm singing you this song. I'm waiting at the cross, and all the world holds dear. Counted all as loss for the sake of knowing you, the glory of your name, to know the lasting joy, even sharing in your pain. And I surrender.
Stand together with me. All Let's sing that chorus. I surrender. Whoa. Have you been through Cleansing Stream? This is one of the wonderful things we learned at Cleansing Stream. And after we pray this prayer, I'm going to invite you to come and lay these things on the altar. And then I think we can make it. It might be a little bit tight, but I'd love for you to stay right up here at the altar with me. And we're going to have a time of corporate prayer. And the Holy Spirit's going to come and he's going to do some awesome work in our lives. Are you ready for that? Amen. Let me lead you in a prayer of repentance and a prayer of renunciation. And then we're going to invite you to come. I'm going to lead and I want to ask you to pray after me. Let's pray. You can lift up that envelope while you pray. Thank you, Jesus. Father God. Let's get together. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I repent of this sin. Forgive me for this area of excess. Forgive me for this area of shortcoming. Father God, forgive me for sinning against you. Forgive me for disobeying your word. Forgive me for any shame I've brought your name. Forgive me for the pain I've caused others. Forgive me for the damage I've done to my relationships. Forgive me for any damage I've done to my body. My mind, my spirit, and my walk with you. Father God, wash me with the blood of Jesus. Cleanse me and make me whiter than snow. In Jesus' name. Come on, just lift up your arms and receive his cleansing right now. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, thank you. Thank you for the cleansing wave from Calvary, Lord. Thank you for this tsunami of the blood of Jesus washing over this church, washing over your people, watching over our lives. Lord, thank you for your washing in our minds. Thank you for your washing in our hearts. Thank you for your washing in our bodies. Thank you for undoing right now the consequences of sin, Lord God, in every spectrum of our being, Lord God. Thank you for your cleansing in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Now I'm going to lead us in a prayer of renunciation. And again, I'm going to lead and I want to ask you to just pray after me. Father God, I have changed my mind. I don't want this sin anymore. I lay it down at your feet and surrender it to you. In the name of Jesus, I now renounce this sin. In the name of Jesus, I renounce every agreement I have made with the enemy. In the name of Jesus, I renounce every partnership and every alliance I have made with the kingdom of darkness. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I break off every tie to this sin. In the name of Jesus, I break off every entanglement. In the name of Jesus, I declare I am free in Christ. Father God, change my mind, change my heart. Change my behavior in Jesus' name. Come on, give the Lord an offering of thanksgiving in this place. Thank you, Jesus. 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 All right, beloved, this is what we're going to do now. We're going to sing that chorus, I Surrender. And I want you to bring these envelopes and anything you've brought with you. And I want you to bring, listen, this is between you and the Lord. These things are going where they belong when we're done, in the garbage. And they're going to stay there. Amen. Amen. I want you to bring them. I think we can just make it. Come and stay here around the altar. And then we're going to share some corporate time of prayer together. Let's do it. Come on, I Surrender. Ministering to the Lord. Come on, just begin ministering to Him. If you have the gift of tongues, I want you to just begin ministering to the Lord in other tongues. Shuri ara la 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 bo bo shiki anderi ara la 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 bo seke. Suri ara la 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 bo seke anderi ara la 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 bo siti. Come on, you begin crying out to the Lord. Come on, you pray. We pray to corporate prayer of repentance. You just begin to cry out on behalf of yourself. Just say, Lord, forgive me and cleanse me from this thing. Come on, you cry out to the Lord on behalf of yourself. We lay it down, Lord. We lay it down. 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 We lay it down in Jesus' name. We lay it down in Jesus' name. Shukala la la masiti amberi ala la 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 bosiki amberi ala la 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 masiti ama sheri ala la 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 basiti. The beauty of the Lord is here. The beauty of the Lord is here. Come on, the beauty of the Lord is here. Shuri andiri ala la la masiti ala la 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 basiti ala la 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 basiti ala la 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 basiti. Shugi ala la 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 basiki andiri ala la 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 basiki ala la 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 basiki ala. Shuri ala la 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 basiti ala la 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 basiti ala basiti ala. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mike Morris, Mike, I want you to come if you would, please. And I want you to just pray a prayer of cleansing. Beloved, you'll just have to let him pass through there. I want you to just come and pray a prayer of cleansing over us as individuals and over us as a congregation. I want you, as Mike prays, I want you to lift up your hands. The Bible says, "He who will approach him, he who has clean hands and a pure heart." How many of you know once the blood of Jesus washes these hands, they're clean? There's no stain. Told you about my friend Adam Hadji, the pastor in Mogadishu, Somalia, who used to kill Christians, used to train Muslims in killing Christians, and he had the sensation of blood on his face. He couldn't get it off, and someone told him, Adam, Jesus is the only one who can wash that blood off. Can I tell you, there's no stain that he can't wash off your hands. There's no stain that he can't, there's nothing you've done he can't undo. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, Mike, pray a prayer of cleansing over us. Lift up your hands, and God's just going to cleanse us. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, this night is appointed. Lord, none of us are here by mistake. And Lord, we all need to be cleansed. Some of us need to be cleansed from things a long time ago. And some of us need to be cleansed from repetitive things, things that we're stuck in. But you are faithful. And that's what your word says. We come to you, we confess, and you forgive. You made it so uncomplicated. So I pray, Lord, tonight that each of us and the things, Lord, that you reveal to us, the things that we knew already coming in here, that we've brought before you, that we've confessed, that right now the blood of Jesus will cover that. We'll wipe it away and we'll make it white as snow, Lord. We do pray tonight, Lord, for that fresh start. And I do pray, Lord, that each of us, while we receive your cleansing and your forgiveness, that we would forgive ourselves. So cleanse us tonight, Lord. Cast this junk into that sea of forgetfulness, Lord, where you do not hold it against us, and we do not hold it against another or ourselves. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Come on, just lift up your hands and just receive that cleansing right now. Just receive that cleansing right now. Just receive that cleansing right now. Come on, just say, Father, I receive it. Father, I receive it. I receive it. If God be for us, who can be against us? There is therefore now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If God's forgiven you, you can forgive yourself. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Come on, just give him a little thanks right now. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus.